Chapter 4. The History of English. Linguists trace the roots of English back to the ancient language spoken by tribes in Europe and Asia. This language today is known simply as Indo-European. As the speakers of this language moved to different areas, various dialects of language began to develop. These dialects eventually developed into several groups: the Romance languages, including Greek, Latin, and French, and the Germanic languages, including German, Swedish, Dutch, and English. Today, about 150 languages, with about 3 billion speakers, can trace their roots to Indo-European. A few words in each of these languages can be seen as evidence that they all came from the same root language. The English word father, for instance, came from the same Indo-European root word as the Latin word pater, the German word vater, and the Sanskrit word pitter. Around 400 or 500 AD, people from Northern Europe began to settle in the country known today as England. These settlers spoke languages that were closely related to each other. So when they came to England, they easily mixed their languages to create Old English. They were actually people already living in England at that time, the Celts. But the Europeans pushed the Celtic population north and west into Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. Therefore, the Celtic language had very little influence on Old English. Some Norse words such as get, wrong, and leg came into the English language when Vikings began to attack England from Scandinavia in the 9th century, but Old English did not change much at that time. English underwent major changes after France conquered England in 1066, when the French leader William the Conqueror took control of England. His dialect of Old French became the language of the kings and the nobility in England. Evidence of this change in the language can still be found in English today. For example, lower-class cooks in an English castle prepared meat from cows, pigs, and sheep. But when this meat was served to the king, it was called beef, pork, and mutton. Both sets of words continue to be used to this day. In other cases, French words replaced Old English words completely, as in the case of uncle replacing iam and firin, giving way to crime. In addition, new words were created in English at this time by combining an Old English word with a French word, such as the French gentle, combining with the Old English man to create gentleman. As all of the above changes took root in the language, Old English evolved into what is now known as Middle English. The next step in the evolution of the English language, the step from Middle to Modern English, occurred in the 1500s during the Renaissance. At this time, educated people were interested in learning and using Greek and Latin, so many words with Greek and Latin roots appeared in English at this time. This was also the period when Shakespeare made his personal impact on the English language. Through his writing, Shakespeare brought almost 2,000 words into common usage, including such words as critical, majestic, and dwindle. He also coined such common phrases as flesh and blood and vanish into thin air, which are still used to this day. But English did not stop evolving with Shakespeare. The Industrial Revolution and the settling of English speakers in the United States both brought about further changes in the language. With technological advances, new words were created from Greek and Latin word roots, oxygen and vaccine, as well as from combining existing English words, horsepower and airplane. And as English speakers in North America separated themselves from English speakers in Britain, the language further split into different dialects in each country. Even today, English continues to absorb new words into its vocabulary. Take, for example, the following list of common words borrowed from other languages that most English speakers probably don't even recognize as foreign at all. Shampoo, Hindi. Sauna, Finnish. Tycoon, Japanese. Canyon, Spanish. Coffee, Arabic. And ketchup or catsup, Chinese. English today has a larger vocabulary than any other language. The latest edition of the Oxford English Dictionary contains over 230,000 unique words.